Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Gordon Ari Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell,
because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one man.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those, and push them throughout the world, the airwaves, are the problem. And it's unfortunate, because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
You know, and as one owner told me, that they really believe that the 22-team format was ultimately the most compelling. Certainly it was more financially rewarding for teams and players than only bringing back the 16 teams. But the ability here for teams to play themselves into the postseason was a big part of this.
Baseball is still at a complete impasse right now. The sides are just not moving. And when Rob Manfred on Sunday told Tony Clark and Bruce Meyer, the head of the MLBPA and the lead negotiator, that there is a possibility that MLB would implement a 50-game season unilaterally, that tells you where the discussions are right now. If the owner side is saying, we are going to do this without your permission, we're going to do this if we can't come to a deal, that is a bad place to be months into a discussion.
Hour two. Mark with a C. James here. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. I just got on really good authority that the New Orleans Saints entire team is meeting with Sean Payton right now as we speak. I would imagine that one's going to happen after the Drew Brees comments today, which have set off an absolute firestorm. Totally. That I bet you Drew Brees, if he could have a do-over, would love to have that one back, wouldn't he? Don't you think? The NBA is coming back, folks. How do you feel about it? What does this mean for the Celtics in terms of them being able to perhaps improve their position? They were the third seed in the East. I don't like the 8 regular season games. I don't see the point for that at all. At all. Not a fan of that at all. So, regardless. 617-779-7937. I've also just been texted. It was already a scheduled team meeting from 2 weeks ago. So I'm sure that team meeting will have a whole new tone and theme tonight. But in case you missed it, Drew Brees was interviewed today about what's going on. And, well, I'll just let you hear the question.
Everyone is looking back now at Kaepernick's protests from a few years ago, and obviously they were always about police brutality, and now it's coming back to the fore, and a lot of people expect that we will see players kneeling again even when the NFL season starts. I'm curious how you think the NFL will and should respond to that, and of course, you're such a leader in the league. What is your responsibility as a leader in times like this for the rest of your teammates and players in the league?
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Big mistake there.
Let me just tell you what I see.
Big mistake.
Or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
He didn't say anything incendiary, except like the part where was tone deaf was the part where he said, I don't think that anybody should disrespect the flag. Drew, you have to remove yourself from your own skin in your background and look at life through the prism and spectrum of others who look at that American flag much differently than you do. Okay? Much differently than you do. You have to be aware and cognizant of that. Do you understand that? I hope you do. I really hope you do, Drew. Malcolm Jenkins, though, well, let's just say if Drew Brees was Jay-Z, Malcolm Jenkins was Nas, and this was his ether.
Our communities are under siege, and we need help. And what you're telling us is don't ask for help that way. Ask for a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those and push them throughout the world, the airways, are the problem. And it's unfortunate because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the fuck up.
Can you hear that last part again?
But sometimes you should shut the fuck up.
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay. Well, that escalated quickly. Now, didn't it? I don't disagree with anything Malcolm Jenkins said. And this is a... I'll just let myself explain it as I recorded prior to the show. Memo to all white people. Shut the f*** up and just listen. Can I say it any more cleaner or clearly than that? It's not about you. It's about them. Listen, understand, comprehend, and then try to have some sort of sympathy that what has transpired here for centuries, but the police brutality of African Americans was gone on far too long. I mean, look at the last 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks. I'm going to give you three names. Breonna Taylor, Louisville. Ahmaud Arbery, Brunswick, Georgia. And George Floyd, Minneapolis. Those are three names in the last month. I mean, you know, I'm not even getting to Freddie Gray, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, Walter Scott, Michael Brown, Philando Castile, Eric Harris. Not even getting to those guys. Just continues. You know, it's just unbelievable. I don't get it. I really don't get it. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. I appreciate everybody chiming in. Oh, you can follow me on Instagram. Did I mention that? My handle is Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk. TV, Alatini, appreciate it. Rauch 23, R-O-U-C 23. Mark James Talk, it'll change your life. And I might post. If we can get up to a certain number, I'm going to start posting now. You can DM me there. I've got a bunch of people who have already DM'd me, so feel free. You can hit me up there. Mark James Talk, Instagram, do it. It'll change your life forever and ever and ever. Sean's up next. What's up, Sean?
Hello, yeah, and good evening. Thanks for taking my call there, Mark.
Yep.
You know, I do have a question I'm going to ask you first about Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to – I mean, I understand we've got all this – I'll get to Black Lives in a second. But first, are you more upset with the owners or with the players?
Oh, the players by far. No, the players by far and away. Not even
close. You really do.
Yeah.
You really do blame the players.
Yeah. I mean, they're both to blame. But I blame the players more. They're so selfish. They're so delusional, tone deaf, self-entitled. I just can't. There's not going to be a season anymore because of them. That's where this is going. There will not be a season.
Well, you know, and my view of it, Mark, is this. Everybody listening in. Look, my view is that with Major League Baseball, it's a dying sport. People are just so upset. I've been on Twitter today. I viewed it, and I saw people just saying, you know, forget the whole idea of doing it.
Right.
Just greediness on both sides.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're talking about the fact that, you know, in 2021, we possibly could not have another season. You know, like I said, you know, if that happens, we could just say goodbye to baseball.
Right. No, like, no. I mean, Phil.
How long it lasted.
Phil, if there is no season this year, and I believe that's where it's headed. Baseball, that's the nail in their coffin. It's over.
Right.
It's over.
Agreed.
Now, they'll still exist, but they'll be as relevant as, you know, the WNBA.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, no doubt about that. And then with the Black Lives Matter, you know, I forgot to mention this, too, when I've called in the last couple of days. You know, I'm watching the news right now. It's just so gratifying that we are seeing peaceful protests. Hopefully that's going to continue. Maybe it's not all the way back for the unity, but it's a good thing. You know, Dr. King would be so proud if he were alive today to finally see this happening. You know, that it's like, hey, you know what? We got to put these issues and disputes behind. And, you know, it is sad. My heart goes and thoughts and prayers, sympathies go out to the family of George Floyd after, you know, that traumatic circumstance. I just read an article tonight on Twitter that it could have been the coronavirus that could have had a role with that. And then real quickly, another thing that I was happy about.
Hey, Sean, listen, man, I got a lot of calls. Don't begin. This isn't a Sean in Idaho show. I mean, dude, you just like don't shut up. No. It's funny. We haven't received a call from a certain someone in North Providence tonight. Yeah. Imagine that one. Yeah. Yo Soy Fitzy, thanks for the follow on Instagram, Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk, Yo Soy Fitzy. Yo Soy Fitzy, appreciate that, bro. Oh, yeah, I will read your name on the air, all of you. I will read your name on the air. You will get DJ Master 19, Whitey 7821, Sauston Barely, Eric Murphy 6055, Boston's underscore finest 34, John Baker 09 underscore 10. Yep. Appreciate all of you. Maybe I'll post eventually. Yeah, I got to get to a certain number though. I'm not comfortable, you know, just yet. Not comfortable just yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Yo Soy Fitzy is really, you know, hyping me up here, man. So I appreciate that. Let's go to Phil in Manchester, New Hampshire. What's up, Phil?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. How long has Drew Brees been playing football, from Division One college to 20 years in the NFL?
Yeah.
Up until this afternoon, had you ever heard a black teammate say anything bad about him?
No.
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 I think this guy made a mistake. Instead of like Tom Brady and Sidney Crosby and any of these athletes, when they're asked about political questions or polemic questions, saying, I'm not equipped to answer that. I'm a college football player. I'm a pro football player. I'm a shortstop. I'm not a police commissioner. They answer it. If Drew Brees had said, I'm not equipped to answer that question, he'd be taking as much heat as he is now. And I don't agree with what he said.
Okay.
But these guys are in a no-win situation.
Okay. Yeah, no, listen. It was like sort of the Boogie Cousins thing the other night on Twitter with the play-by-play announcer Grant Napier, when he like, how do you feel about that? And Grant Napier tweeted something in regards to Black Lives Matter, and he said All Lives Matter, and they fired him. They fired him after 33 years. They fired him for saying All Lives Matter, which, you know what? And that's the part, Phil, and you seem to be someone that can see things from another person's perspective, which I do appreciate. And you're right about everything you said about Drew Brees. You're absolutely right. You don't agree with what he said, but he's not a bad guy. He's not a bad team. I've never heard any teammate badmouth him. It doesn't matter
exactly.
What. Right, right.
So for all the time he spent at Purdue and the 20 years he spent in the NFL, no black teammate ever has said anything bad about the guy. And now he's Joseph Stalin. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either, bro.
You're promoting it.
Well, you know,
you're calling him a dumbass and a Texas shithead and everything else.
Phil. I never called him a dumbass. I never called him a skinhead.
He's a Texas Friday night.
I didn't call him a skinhead or a dumbass. I just said he's from Texas. He grew up in the whole Friday Night Lights thing. He didn't grow up like a lot of his teammates, so you can't just look at
it. Right. And he's been interacting with black athletes since he was a teenager. And nobody's ever said anything about him.
No, I know.
Nobody's ever said anything about him.
Phil, he's a great guy, but he was wrong on this. Can we just understand, can we agree on that?
Do you agree that if he had said nothing, he'd be vilified as well?
No, here's the thing. No, not as bad as he is now. No, he wouldn't be. No. No, he wouldn't be. No, he wouldn't be. Slang Bang 11. I like it. I like your avatar too, bro, except for the Yankee hat. Pug Life 8. Scott Pritchard. M. Rolander. I'm telling you, I will mention all of you. You follow me, Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk. I will mention you. We got to get my followers up to a certain level for me to feel comfortable. And I see all of you, I got my eyes on you. 617-779-7937. I'll get back to the phone calls on that. That dude from North Providence ain't coming back there after you went scorched earth on him last night. Well, Brian, do we have what he said? Go ahead.
What kind of job are they doing?
Yeah.
I think that they're trying to make the best of a
Oh, shut the F up. Shut up. I was talking about the mayors in each city. Every city where there was rioting and looting. And he said they're trying to make the best of a bad situation. Yeah, that dude ain't coming back last night. I did go scorched earth on him. Yeah, he ain't coming back, man. B. Carl with an E429. What is up? Thank you for the follow, bro. Appreciate that. This is live in Springfield, no less, too. Blake Carl, my main man. I appreciate you. Western Mass, Eastern Mass, Central Mass, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, the good part. Because they don't got much love for New Englanders past Hartford. Greg_Chili. Greg Chillingarian. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you, bro. Yep. I've got y'all, man. I've got y'all. So you take care of me, I take care of you, Chico. And there was also something I wanted to report today. George Floyd did have the coronavirus in early April, a full autopsy
Report from Hennepin County Medical Examiner revealed and continued to test positive at the time of his death. Listen. Are you listening to me right now? I don't care if he brings back Johnny Cochran and Effley Bailey from the dead. I think Effley Bailey's dead. Is he? Reunites him with Robert Shapiro, Alan Dershowitz, and Barry Schreck. If this dude doesn't at least get murder two, and I'm hoping it'll be escalated to murder one, or I'm just hoping the karmic ways of the universe will get this guy prior to trial. Seriously. Like, honestly, right now, you don't think every celebrity in Hollywood, if someone went out, and I'm not condoning it, but someone went out and did something to Derek Chauvin, you don't think people out there would just, you know, whoever attempted to go after Derek Chauvin in jail or wherever else, that person's going to have the best attorneys and legal defense team that money can buy. Because that would be justice. I don't have faith in the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota to render justice. I don't think 10 to 25 to 50 years to a life sentence is worth it. That dude should get the electric chair. That dude, Derek Chauvin, he should literally get whatever the worst way to die is. Maybe worse than the electric chair. I don't know. You think of something. Think of something. That's what he should get because he murdered George Floyd. Okay? I think that much we do know. So whatever sentence he gets, that ain't justice. This guy needs to endure. Now, I know he's going, but he needs to endure excruciating pain. Like you would never believe. All right, I'll get back to all your phone calls. I got a couple great callers on the line. I don't want to hype them up too much, but these guys are really good. Justin, Matt Navan, stay tuned for those guys. They are great. They are in my Hall of Fame. 617-7, the Mark James Hall of Fame. Now, Mike in North Providence is in the Mark James Hall of Shame after last night. That's where he's at. They're making the best of a bad situation. Oh, dude, I was unhinged last night. When he said that to me.
I think that they're trying to make the best of a
Shut the F up. Shut up. Now it's time for trending. All right, trending. I just want to make sure you know my handle is Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk. Okay, so there's that. You can follow me there if you want to do that. Testicles369 just followed me. Thank you. That's honestly. Smoking Tommy Bart BBQ. Thank you. Ben Cisco, 1701.dp and A_Kinks. I will never forget Testicles369 following me. It's got two followers. But when you get followed by Testicles369, you've had a good day and a good night. And I got a fresh, high and tight haircut. Oh, I feel so, so fresh right now. I can't believe my hair. My barber brought up today, goes, yeah, I haven't seen you since mid-February. I'm like, dude, has it almost been? I haven't got my hair cut for 3 days. That will never, ever happen again. And seriously, Charlie Baker, how do you like not deem barbershops and hair salons essential? You freaking jackhat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Where is our compassionate leader who's going to step up to our country, who's down on its knees and extend a hand and say, you stand up. Stand up with me. Stand up with me, because I got you. I got you. I got you. I hear you. I'm listening to you. And you have my word that I'm going to do everything in my power and until my dying day, my last breath, to do everything I can to create the change that is needed to normalize equality, because Black lives matter.
That was the most electrifying man in entertainment from the University of Miami, The Rock. My name is Mark James. I'm also from the University of Miami via Western Mass. Thank you to Jack Slattery, Rude Boy, 19 Way Back, Steve Kazmarzik, Walter HP started following me, BC Rod now in DC started following me, Mark James Talk, that's the handle on Instagram, Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk. Let's keep it going. I like it. We've made some progress tonight. I like it. Let's go to Justin, who called in the other night from D.C. After you said that you were part of the tear gas and rubber bullets prior to the president's photo op. You were right there.
Yes, sir. And actually, I didn't want to get into this, but he did get arrested for a curfew violation with 300 other peaceful protesters.
Okay.
Later in the night. And just to show you that I was there. What I wanted to call in about, though, was I always respect the passion and energy that you bring to the radio. But tonight, I don't think I've ever agreed with you as much as I do now about Drew Brees. The way that you're putting it, the way that you're telling everybody that they need to listen when they don't have the knowledge to speak about a topic is just inspiring. So I wanted to thank you for that. And then I wanted to ask you, pick your brain a little bit. My dad's a former Vietnam vet, so that's the context. Couldn't kneeling for the flag be seen as some of the highest form of respect for the flag in this time?
Yeah, not after what initially happened 4 years ago, which started this whole thing. But yes, normally, I guess you could perceive it. I think the ultimate disrespect would be sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting down would be, but people won't look at kneeling as something positive that you're doing to pay respect and homage to the flag. Hey, listen, whatever you want to do, it's your, to quote Bobby Brown from Roxbury, in New Edition, it's your prerogative. You can do what you want to do. Whatever you want to do, it's like I don't have the right to tell you what to do, just like I don't have the right to tell you what religion you should practice or what food you should eat or what milk you should drink. I like vitamin D milk. Some people like almond milk. Some people like skim milk, if they still make that stuff. Some people, there was another gross kind of milk one time that was like light.
I forgot what it was, but I don't have the, you know, you do what you got to do. So, but listen, my grandfather fought in the Korean War. I stand for the flag, but I don't look at anybody who doesn't as they're disrespecting him. The one thing, and your dad, you said your dad fought in Vietnam, like the one thing, and I heard someone a lot smarter than most people who's a public figure, Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, and he goes, the United States military does not own the flag. They don't own it. They don't have a monopoly on the flag. And at first, I didn't, you know, I was trying to, you know, and after years and years have gone by, I'm like, he was right. Yeah, they don't own the flag. It's what represents the United States of America. Now, obviously, they're a huge part and they fight for our freedoms and liberties, but they don't own the flag.
I agree totally. And where I'm coming from is our nation was founded on protests. Every single major change that we've had through government has been a result of protests. And our government was set up so that we could have peaceful change. So kneeling for the flag when it started out was a form of raising awareness to effectuate peaceful change so there wouldn't have to be riots in the street or violence, and that the people who are being oppressed can feel like the system's working for them. So that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, good point.
Based on the values that our country was founded on. So,
all right.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, Justin, thank you. I appreciate the call. Matt in a van. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
Mark, Justin's the man. I hope he keeps going to those protests. Keep it up, Justin.
Yeah.
Awesome. As far as Drew Brees' group goes, you didn't call him a dumbass, but he's damn close. I mean, the level of tone deafness to come out, especially at this time.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Say what he said. I mean, tensions could not be higher, and he decides to take a stand. If you feel that way, feel that way, but just don't say it right now.
Right.
And also with what he said, he brought up his grandfathers that fought in World War II. Well, his grandfathers fought alongside black soldiers that fought just as hard as him, except when they got home, they couldn't drink with their veteran buddies because they weren't allowed in those establishments, and they weren't treated as their equals when they got back. So I don't really know what he was getting at there, and I don't know what crowd he's trying to play to, but it just like I said, it was just beyond tone deaf. I couldn't even believe it. I really like Drew Brees.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think he's a racist. Yeah. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think, you know, that the guy should be castigated into some isolated country for the rest of his life. This was not the time, the place to be I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. Not the time, not the place, Drew. It's not about you, bro. And with all due respect to his ancestors who fought in World War II, God bless them. But again, you know, like you got to understand, everybody looks at something different. You could, you know, like it just, everybody looks at something different. You know, what the flag means to Drew Brees doesn't mean the same way probably for DeAndre Hopkins. That's the way it is.
Exactly. And right. I don't blame his teammates for coming out and unfollowing him, or Malcolm Jenkins' position, just telling him off.
Right.
Because they're trying to say, hey, man, we feel like our country's letting us down. You don't get to tell us that we don't feel that way.
Right. Absolutely. Matt, by the way, just real quick. Where in New England do you, like, because I always wonder, he says, Matt in a van, where do you, like, really live?
So I live in Dedham.
Okay.
The American Red Cross. I deliver blood mostly in the Western Mass area. So
awesome. Oh, great. Good. Yeah, my stomping grounds. I'll be there on Sunday after my show. But good to know. I was always wondering, Matt in a van. Well, I appreciate all you do, and be careful and safe on the roads. Okay?
Take care, Mark.
All right. You too. Thank you to Giesman _00, the data, DADA 00, IM _Balake, Dang 469, getting a lot of 69s tonight, Espo Dutch, thank you for following Mark James Talk on Instagram. I really appreciate it. I feel like this is a communal thing. Maybe get something going here, man. You guys have given me some hope. Maybe I start posting eventually. Instead, I'll just talk about posting and make fun of my account. I haven't posted in 3 years. All right, final segment will be next. Tony in Providence and others. I don't think one person in North Province will be calling in anytime soon. 617-779-7937. I mean, here's my thing. I'm not, you know, it's so easy. Like, trust me when I tell you. Is this president doing a bad, like, I'm not trying to get into all that. But when things are going bad on the local level, it's easy and it's lazy to blame the current president. I never heard anybody blame George W. Bush or President Obama or Clinton when things went bad in New England when they were in office. So when you blame the president of the United States for, because your governor, Charlie Faker, the fake Republican, and your mayor, Martin Walsh, Farty Marty, when these guys don't have the common sense to put a police detail when every other city in America is getting hit up Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, and you know there's going to be a rally Sunday night starting at Nubian Square and ending at the State House, that to me, like, it's just like you either, it's like what Robert De Niro's character, Sam Rothstein, said when they got three slot machines hit up in a span of 45 minutes. Either A, you were in on it, or B, you were too stupid to know what was going on. Either way, you're out. And that's how I feel about the mayor of Boston, that you were too stupid to know what was coming. Anybody could say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should have some cops lined up all along Newberry Street. We got, you know, there's a lot of businesses and money and, you know, there's not just the big corporate places there. There's some other places and some mom and pop stores and people pay a lot of money for rent there. But no. Nothing got looted. You know, people stole crap and just is what it is. So that's your mayor and governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Final segment next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I believe it could be. Someday it's going to come.
I've talked to local leaders in Massachusetts about this. I've talked to our own folks about it.
Charlie Faker.
And it basically said that if people choose to protest, you know, we need to make sure they have the ability to do that. We hope people protest peacefully.
What happened in downtown after the protest ended was an attack on those values. And it was an attack on our city and its people.
We'll get to this tomorrow night. Apparently everybody hated Rob Gronkowski inside the WWE. So that was addition by subtraction. Just a total freaking dumbass meathead. It's all he is. Great. I mean, arguably the most dominating tight end in NFL history. I can't say that. But just like, if he's not catching touchdowns for your local team, like, you wouldn't like Gronk. He's a complete dumbass meathead. He just really is. Like, he really is. Yeah. He didn't want to do some spot for WrestleMania. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, we'll get to that tomorrow night. Rob Gronkowski is so far on the back burner in New England sports or New England sports radio. It's not even funny. Like, it's like, dude, yeah. Let's grab some calls in here before we say goodnight. David in Weymouth. David, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Mark? Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. You've been awesome to listen to this whole craziness of the last couple of months and everything, but you're so genuine that you actually look at it and go, it's a duck.
Yes.
Does anybody talk about the very first thing our president said about this video? How he said it was an abomination and what he saw was very bad? That was the first thing he uttered. That was the first thing he said. And to go a little deeper on your Marty Walsh and the local mayor.
Yeah.
What were the mayor and governor thinking in Minnesota when they waited 4 days to do something?
Oh, my God.
To the police officer.
Yeah, literally. I mean, that is the most... That mayor, Jacob Frey, right now, Marty Walsh's thing, saying his mantra on his, if he has a Twitter handle, I don't know, I wouldn't follow him anyway, should be, thank God for Jacob Frey and Bill de Blasio, because they're the only two bigger idiots than me.
Well, you know, Mark, what amazes me is the cities where this is all happening in, and listen, I am first going to say, I totally believe what goes on with police departments and people of color. I have friends. I'm well aware of it, so it's not fake. But the people they elect as their politicians in these towns and states that they put all their faith in, who rant and rave about it, are the same governors who appoint district attorney generals who control the police departments. So why over all these years have not their Democratic politicians, attorney generals, done something in their police departments? Does no one just look at it and see this?
That's a great point. Hey, David, I won't say the name of the place I work for, but one of my former employers, they preach diversity and inclusion. Like I said, I'm not going to say who it is. You can find out where I worked, and you know where I worked in this market. They have no minorities as senior managers. They preach diversity and inclusion, but when it comes to promoting a minority to being a senior manager, there are none. There are none.
You know what I find funny, Mark? I'm an operating room nurse, and I know a lot of people of color that are surgeons and brilliant people that do brilliant things.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we can't look at that, because they're capable. The NFL's a joke. The NFL's a joke that, I mean, what they want to do to hire general managers is a joke.
That was such a bad look.
Yeah. By the way, I think you'll like this if I remember previous conversation. I'm not totally conservative. I am here with a Clash shirt on with the cover from London Calling.
Oh, London Calling. Yeah. So, oh, awesome.
So I do have a rebel side, but
oh yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. No, I know. Tonight, too, I found... I never wore it. I got it back in like 99, 2000. It's brand new from Hot Topic with the tag still on it from 20 freaking years ago. I have a I've got a bunch of Rage Against the Machine t-shirts, but this one in particular is red. It doesn't have Che Guevara on it, but it has a Hispanic man with a Mexican flag with the thing in it. And I'm like, dude, I could sell this on eBay right now because this thing is like, it's brand new from 20 years ago. So I might do that because I've got a bunch of Rage Against the Machine t-shirts, so I do. But yeah. I like your phone call, David. Feel free to call anytime. Let's end it tonight with my main man, Tony in Providence. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? I know you guys across the time. Great show as always, Mark.
Thank you.
I just followed you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Of course. You're the best.
All right, well, what's your handle, Tony?
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll know it's me.
Okay, I will. All right.
So, yeah, I'm the good guy from Rhode Island. Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, you got it.
I'm very happy that the baseball owner said no, huh? The players got nailed.
By the way, first name Anthony, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I got you. Yep.
So isn't that funny? The baseball guys, the players, the management said no players today. That was great.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but no, they want to play too many games, and they could probably come back with a shorter proposal. But it looks like basketball and hockey might be going back, I guess, basketball and hockey. Interesting. And football is going to be the training camps will be at local. They can't go certain places on how to do it right in the facility. And I'm glad about the onside kick rule. It just did not pass. So.
Yeah, no, I know. Tony, aren't you just done with baseball, though?
Yeah.
I am.
Very happy.
I'm just done. I'm done with it. I just don't care.
Right. There's too much going on. But then to get too greedy, the guys up top, and not looking for the middle guys. We'll see if they come up with another proposal, but the odds are Then it could be in trouble now because management said no. I don't know what your thoughts are about that, but it sounds like they're in trouble now. But it looks like basketball might come back and definitely hockey. Huh?
Yeah, I you know what? Let's get the real sports back and the sports that actually people care about. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I want to, obviously, peaceful protest. Providence was really tough the other night. A lot of damage was sort. But yeah, I'm hoping keep it peaceful. Nothing wrong with that. But we just want to have the outsiders coming in and causing trouble. There's more threats of that this week, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But again, just keep it peaceful.
Okay? Got it.
That's all we say.
Tony, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll talk to you probably tomorrow night, man. Thank you. All right. Thank you to Tony. My producer extraordinaire, Brian DeFelice, who followed me on Twitter. I requested to follow him. Visser, Peter Jubic. Peter Jubic. I think the L is silent. J-U-B-I-C. Thank you, Peter, for the follow. All of you for following me. My handle, Mark James, M-A-R-C, James. And Drew Brees, I think Malcolm Jenkins said it best. S-T-F-U. Have a good night. I'm taking a 22-hour break. I'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same channel, 10 o'clock right here on EEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.